What has the development process been like for this edition of Disney Infinity?
It has been daunting. It has been... I'm trying to think of the right words to give you here. It has been daunting. It has been an honor. It has been entertaining. And it has also been a huge responsibility.
I remember we did an interview probably like a year ago, and you were talking about how back in the day you really wanted to get attached to like a big project, something like, you know, a Grand Theft Auto, like a big sweeping series. And it's like, it's taken a little bit of time, but Disney Infinity is that huge sweeping series now. So, I mean, do you feel like a huge responsibility considering you guys keep adding pieces to the puzzle to kind of keep those loyal and hardcore gamers happy?
Absolutely, Patrick. In fact, it's very timely that you asked me that question right now. This past weekend at D23, which is our annual Disney fan event, our biannual Disney fan event, that is, we announced a whole bunch of new characters, and we also announced that for everyone in the audience, we were going to give out an exclusive costume change disc to transform Mickey Mouse into King Mickey from Kingdom Hearts. Wow. And the response in the audience was huge, and then the response that I received on Twitter and social media was largely negative because a lot of fans felt that they couldn't get the disc. And I have to tell you, I went into a very sad and very dark place because it is a big responsibility to service Disney, Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars fans, and you just hope with the thousands of decisions that we need to make as a team that you're making, primarily the right decisions as you move forward with the franchise. And so when that happened, man, I was in the doldrums for a long time. And it wasn't until our community kind of did a little bit of an outreach to me to kind of help lift me up that, hey, this might have happened. This might have been one step in the wrong direction, but don't worry. What you guys do is great. It kind of helped lifted me back up. And I think that that's something that's so special about Infinity is that as it has grown and its user base has grown, our community has grown with it. And we have such an amazing group of fans that working overtime and working weekends and being away from family, all of it's bearable because you know that you're creating something that is helping inspire creativity and bring families closer together.
All right. How will Star Wars characters change Disney Infinity?
I think one of the coolest things about integrating Star Wars into Infinity is all of the different pieces of content, from a galaxy far, far away. So you've got lightsabers and all the work that we've done to improve our combat system was done this year as a result of having access to lightsabers and all of these great Star Wars characters. And you'll notice across Infinity that not only have we made the combat system more expressive than it ever has been before, all of the work that we've done to integrate lightsabers and force powers have also translated to a lot of the older Disney Infinity characters. So now you can take a character like Jack Sparrow, who wields his cutlass for the first two versions of the game, and the way he wields his sword is not too dissimilar to how Anakin wields his lightsaber. And a lot of the hand-based weapons that we had, like the flamingo croquet or Rapunzel's frying pan, those all now behave similar to how a lightsaber behaves, mm-hmm. giving new meaning and new reasons to play with all these old characters again inside of 3.0. I think that that's one way Star Wars has changed Disney Infinity in a big way. Mm-hmm. I think the other exciting thing is all of the different vehicles. So, when you're talking about pod racers and you're talking about Wampas and sand crawlers and X-Wings and TIE fighters, TIE bombers, and the list goes on and on. Integrating all of those vehicles, which in some cases are just as iconic as the Star Wars characters themselves, has really changed the game for Disney Infinity because we put a lot of emphasis on how those vehicles handle both land-based vehicles as well as air-based vehicles. and we had two separate development teams lend their expertise to improve the overall low-level systems inside of Infinity to make sure that all of those vehicles felt great inside of 3.0, but then also all of the older vehicles that we had utilized this new system, much like the lightsaber versus the old weapons in the game, to make the gameplay experience that much better. And when we talk about Infinity being a platform that grows over time, that's what we mean. The platform for great new characters, the platform for great new developers, the platform for great new mechanics that happen over time as it grows.
I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, there's this influx of Star Wars characters naturally, but they're, most of them, they're all Jedis, or they're all like these renegades that have guns or lightsabers and stuff. How difficult is it to look at all of these individual characters and get them to play uniquely and differently?
It was a daunting task, but one that I would say all of our teams that work on Infinity have done a really great job accomplishing. We have an incredible character mechanics team at Avalanche Software in Salt Lake City, Utah, led by Kelly Murphy, who has taken great care and great responsibility into making sure every one of these Jedi feel unique and feel different. And it's fun to sit and talk to Kelly and watch him now that he has and his team has such a repertoire of different mechanics that they've integrated into Infinity, take on a new character and create new expressions for how that character would behave inside of a video game. It's been a blast.
Is there a character for you that stands out? I know I always ask you, who's your favorite character question, but is there a character for you so far that stands out the most with these Star Wars characters as just being fun and unique to play with?
I would say Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka from the Twilight of the Republic play set, because she's dual-wielding lightsabers, is very, very unique and does a lot of very special things. I would say that being able to play as Yoda, also inside that same play set, and the moves and how expressive he is with his moveset, that's, of course, based off of the lightsaber sequences from episodes 1 through 3 with Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great character to experience. And then last, but certainly not least, Darth Maul. And that dual-wielding, that large bow-staff lightsaber that he has and all the different cool things he does with that. I think that that's another great example of, like, just how deep Kelly's entire team has gone with creating unique animations and mechanics for all these different Star Wars characters.
It wouldn't be a Disney Infinity game without a ton of mini games and features and stuff. So if you could you just run us through some of these new features and how they'll change the Disney Infinity landscape?
Sure. I think that, Patrick, to take a step back, I mean, when we look at kind of the roadmap of Infinity, let me paint you a story here.
Mm-hmm.
With Disney Infinity 1.0, all of our different play sets featured different play styles. They were all open world action-adventure games, but they all featured kind of a different theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inside of The Incredibles, that was more about melee combat. Inside of Pirates of the Caribbean, that was more about ship sailing. Inside of Cars, that was more about racing. Inside of Disney Infinity 2.0, I think we took a bit of a step back from there, and what we instead did was focus our development resources on making sure every one of these characters felt very, very different in terms of their play style, while also at the same time improving the accessibility and unlocking someone's creative potential inside of the toy box mode.
Mm-hmm.
With Disney Infinity 3.0, I think you're really seeing, as we say, the final introduction of the Disney Infinity brand to consumers. And it's truly matured now into a platform for all things Disney. Inside of the Star Wars playsets, you are going to have different types of experiences. Inside of Twilight of the Republic, you're going to have a lightsaber combat experience. Inside of Rise Against the Empire, you're going to be focused much more on vehicles and exploration as you play through the iconic moments of episodes 4 through 6. And the Star Wars The Force Awakens playset will also feature a unique playstyle. Inside Out is more of a puzzle platformer. If you've seen the film, it has very little to do with combat. So we actually said, well, can we evolve what it means to be a playset inside of Disney Infinity? And I think Inside Out is a great example of us delivering on that vision. And also at D23, we just announced the new Marvel playset, which which we're calling Marvel Battlegrounds, mm-hmm. which will also feature a unique genre of gameplay and a unique style. So I think that across our playsets with 3.0, you're actually seeing us really go back to kind of our vision with Infinity 1.0 as to delivering different types of gameplay styles for all these different types of playsets. Now, inside of the Toy Box mode, in an effort to make that even more accessible and continue to unlock the creative potential of an individual, we've added this new Toy Box Hub mode, which allows players to go and explore six different aspects of gameplay inside of Infinity. We have an area that's completely dedicated to players that want to experience and understand how deep our combat system is. We have another area of this Toy Box Hub that allows you to explore all the new tweaks and tunes that we've done to vehicles and driving inside of Infinity. If you're a platformer, you know, the type of person that loves games like Rayman and Mario, we have a section inside of the Toy Box Hub that shows you all the great new additions we've done to platforming. We've got another section that's really focused on community. We have another section that's focused on a new farming mode that's more of a nurturing type gameplay mechanic that we've added this year. Mm-hmm. And so we've basically created all these different kind of gameplay styles and gameplay types that speak to a broad audience. And when we say Infinity is a platform, I mean, that's a thing that we mean. It's a platform for characters. It's a platform for developers. It's a platform for gameplay styles. And so one of the most unique things about Infinity has been that we really speak to a broad audience. And when you look at our data, you can see that just as many girls are playing Infinity as boys are playing, and just as many adults are playing as kids are playing. It's become that pivotal four-quadrant property for the Walt Disney Company. And so making sure we have a wide breadth of gameplay style and gameplay mechanics to really deliver something for everyone has been a priority for us. Now, over time, it's only going to get better as we improve on our presentation and we improve on all the great new characters and mechanics that we're adding to the game.
So you mentioned a bunch of things like as your priority, but what do you think is the biggest goal of this game? Like at the end of the day, what is the biggest thing that you want to accomplish with this game?
I want mom and dad gamers to finally have a video game that they can play with their kids and through our interactive moments, create Disney memories. Just like when you go and visit our park and you spend a day at the park with your family, you never forget that experience. Our team wants Disney Infinity to deliver on that same core fundamental, but in the interactive space. And I think with the introduction of Star Wars this year, that we're going to begin to deliver on that promise.
Are you guys kind of like at the point now where you're like, all right, we did Disney characters, we did Marvel characters, we're doing Star Wars. Like, is there that fear of how are we going to top ourselves next?
I would say that the answer is quite simple. It's about innovating and trying to continue to deliver great gameplay experiences with the most relevant and popular characters in the world. And so that, Patrick, is a daunting task, mm-hmm. but one that we are taking incredibly seriously. And so while I can't talk anything about what the future of Disney Infinity might hold, what I can tell you is that we're a long way from being done with this brand and this platform. As I've mentioned earlier, we consider Disney Infinity 3.0 to be the final phase of the introduction of Disney Infinity to not only the company, but to the public. And where we go with versions beyond here is going to be an incredible experience for players everywhere.